Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt das Klayim. Perik He, Mischne Zayin. So, Klaya Karim is only also Bahana if you plant it on purpose. What if it somehow gets planted on its own? Well, if you know about it and you don't do anything to remove it, then it also becomes Aser. But if you don't know about it and you didn't plant it, it does not become Aser. Here are some more examples. Zok the Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Klayim, Perik Hay, Mishnah Zayin. Hoy Oiva Bekarim, someone is passing through a vineyard, Venaflu Mimenu Zroim. Seeds fell. Maybe he was holding a bag, there was a hole in the bag, and seeds fell, and he doesn't even know about it. Or he's fertilizing his field, and with the fertilizer there were some seeds over there. Or he opened the water canal, and with the water that was irrigating the field came out some seeds. Another case could be, Zokta Mishnah Vayter, Hazereya, someone is planting in a field outside of the vineyard. And the wind blew some of the seeds behind him, so he doesn't see behind him. And it landed in the vineyard, and it started to grow over there. In all these cases, mutter. What grew is mutter bahana because it was not planted be kavana. But again, if he knew about it, even if he didn't plant it be kavana, and he did nothing to stop it, then it would be aser. Now let me explain to you a little bit about the nature of what happens when you plant, let's say, a grain seed. Let's say a seed for wheat or a seed for barley. When the seed first starts to sprout, you're going to see something that looks like grass. That's going to turn into stalks. And if you look inside the stalk, you're going to see kernels. Although you can't eat it yet. At this point, they're still green. Then it goes on to the next stage. They're a third of their full size. And now you can look at it and you see, there's an ear of corn inside their kernels, but it's not edible yet. And from there, it continues to get more ripe. So, Zok Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Seeds were planted somehow in a vineyard. You don't have to plant them. We saw many examples. Ima Savim, if at this point it's just grass, Yoifach. So you have to plow the field to turn over the roots, and that's how you're going to destroy the plants. But Vim Aviv, now the word Aviv normally means ripe. Like Nisan is called Chaydesha Aviv, when things get ripe. In this case it means you can already tell that there are stalks and there are kernels inside, but it did not reach yet a third of what it's going to grow. It's less than a shlish. So you don't have to burn it yet. You have to shake the kernels out of the ears. The din is you have to bury it. But the point is you don't have to burn it. Vim haviyu dagan, but if it already is called grain, meaning to say it reached a third of what it's going to grow, then titalak, then the entire plant has to be burnt. If it didn't reach a third yet, you just have to shake out the kernels. But the outside part, you can use it for straw. But if it reached already the point of dagan, then tidalik, then the whole plant has to be burnt. So once again, chazing over our Mishnah. Someone's passing through his kerem, zroim fell without kavana, didn't mean to plant them. Or it inadvertently was planted into the field as he was putting down the fertilizer, or sending the water into the field, or if he's planting outside of the kerem, and the wind blows it behind him, so he doesn't see it. In all these cases, it's mutter b'hano, was not planted b'kavon. And he doesn't know about it. But if the wind blew the seeds in front of him, so he does know about it, you have to remove it. If you don't, then whatever grows here is aser b'hano. Rabbi Kiva says as follows. If it's still at the grass stage, just plow over there, and that's going to take care of what it has to be taken care of. It's going to totally destroy the plant. You're not mechuyev to take the grass and to bury it or burn it. If it reached the next stage of aviv, it's still less than a third, but you can tell already there's an ear and inside there are kernels. So you have to shake out the inside. That we bury, but the straw you can use. If it reached dagan already means a third of its total growth. Here the entire plant has to be burnt in the fire. How do we know Klayim has to be burnt? So once again, the Pasuk says, Pen tigdash hameleya, chazal darshin. It's a lashon of pen, tukar ha'esh. Klaya kerem has to be burnt.